And Cole says,
I would go a little bit further and say we have biblical devastation through the county. We've had biblical flooding here, and it has been extremely significant.
the death toll from the storm rising to over 60. Israel and Lebanon trading airstrikes overnight. This day after Hezbollah confirmed the death of its leader. And this morning, the Israeli military saying it killed another high-ranking Hezbollah official in an airstrike. Israel's armed forces now preparing for the possibility of a limited ground incursion. 45,000 dock workers set to walk off the job at ports from Maine to Texas. Those ports handle about half of the imports brought in from overseas. The union demanding higher wages, less automation. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at wiss.fm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A small group of people in Wisconsin is doing its part to keep Native American languages from going silent. Mike Moan introduces us to the Indigenous Language Table.
Laura Red Eagle, a writer and member of the Ho-Chunk Nation, grew up in rural Wisconsin and says she was somewhat disconnected from her tribal roots. Eventually, she embarked on a learning journey that reconnected her with her ancestors' traditional words and phrases. Her perseverance led to the Indigenous Language Table at the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery in Madison. It's a communal gathering that meets once a week, emphasizing the importance of using the language in everyday conversations.
It takes a veil away. You can kind of see how people think, how you view the world. You can ask questions, and you don't feel stupid for doing that because anybody that's showing up for a language class is already super brave.
She feels the most successful revitalization efforts involve multiple participants as opposed to practicing the language alone. Red Eagle says what makes the Indigenous Language Table great is that it doesn't lend itself to an exhausting learning experience.
If they can speak one or two words, or at least, you know, get their introduction done or hear some more, then it's worth it. And I don't know, they feel revitalized themselves in doing it.
The weekly events hosted by Red Eagle are attended by natives and non-natives. She says her efforts offer a blueprint for creating vibrant language communities around Wisconsin and beyond. The United Nations warns that more than half of the world's languages will become extinct by the year 2100, a direct consequence of colonialism. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting from Robert Bordeaux for Arts Midwest.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Jordan Love returns. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain, Love will take over at quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Love said the Vikings will present a great challenge for the Packers' offense.
You know, anytime you're holding the ball or sitting in the pocket, you know, those guys are really good on the other side, and they're going to find a way to get home. So it's always trying to get the ball out of my hands as quick as possible. And we'll do some good things protection-wise to be able to stop that. But at the end of the day, like I said, they're a good defense. They got really good rushers, and Flores does a really good job of sending a lot of pressures. It's an exotic defense, so you just got to be locked in.
Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon. USC dominated Wisconsin football in the second half yesterday, putting up 28 points in the second half to stun the Badgers 38-21. Wisconsin has dropped two in a row and hosts Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kick. The Brewers, who are locked into the NL's third seed, defeated a potential playoff opponent, the New York Mets, with a 6-0 shutout Saturday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll start off with some clouds. Eventually, skies turning sunny. High temperatures in the afternoon will warm to the middle and upper 70s. Northeast winds gusting around 20 miles per hour. For tonight, clear skies and patchy fog. It's 57 at our studios.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Dan Davies and Craig Kennett talk about their giant spider invasion event. And
the lovable producer Connor will give a full report after watching in person the green and gold take on the purple people eaters.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Services and the Ad Council. Services and the
AM 1400 WRJN. The music of the stars. Good morning, everybody. Shouldn't say good morning, I guess, because we go all over the world at civicmedia.us. It's autumn. We've held off as long as possible, but time to face facts. These are the Modern Airs, Glenn Miller's favorite vocal group.
Thank you. See, it proves again, the autumn songs are sad and kind of flies in the face of those, oh, I love autumn. But that's fine, love what you love.
One day you turn around and it's summer. Next day you turn around and it's fall. And the springs and the winters of a lifetime, whatever happened to them all? As a man who has always had the wandering way, till a long forgotten love appears, and I find that I'm sighing softly as I near September. The warm September of my years. As a man who has never paused at wishing wells, now I'm watching children's carousels and their laughter's music to my ears. And I find that I'm smiling gently as I'm near September, the warm September of my years. The golden warm September of my years.
Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen. Good morning, it's Lou Regani and the Music of the Stars.
And the autumn wind brings them to the end of a faded summer love.
The freshman.
When an early autumn walks the land and chills the breeze and touches with her hand the summer tree, perhaps you'll understand what memories I owe. There's a dance pavilion in the rain, all shuttered down a winding country lane, all russet brown. Shows me a town grown lonely. I'm so alone. That dream of ours that started so April-hearted seemed made for just a boy and girl. I never dreamed, did you? Any fall could come in view so early, early. So darling, if you can, please
know I'll meet you anywhere. I miss you so, let's never have to share another.
Managed to get in the title of another great song I'm going to be playing. Nat Cole, his trio. Henry Nemo wrote this. It belongs to Nat. The Music of the Stars.
Old Father Time checked, so that be no doubt. Call on the north wind to come on out. Then cupped his hands so proudly to shout, la-di-da-di-da-di-dum, 'tis autumn. The trees say they're tired, they've borne too much fruit, charmed all the wayside, there's no dispute. Now shedding leaves, they don't give a hoot. La-di-da-di-da-di-dum, 'tis autumn. Then the birds got together to chirp about the weather. After making their decision in birdie-like precision, turned about and made a beeline to the south. My holding you close really is no crime, as the birds, the trees, and old Father Time. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da-di-da-di-dum, 'tis autumn. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da-di-la-di-dum. 'Tis autumn.
King Cole on the trio. Music by Henry Nemo. I know you never heard of him. Got some calls about last week's program. Went off the air on some stations at 10 a.m. Well, that's because there are Green Bay Packers football previews. It continues on WRJN, our home station for the Music of the Stars. Pre-game program is at 10 a.m. and then football kickoff at high noon Central. Sponsored by Mobility Solutions. Oh, that's right, I was going to tell you. On some stations, the Music of the Stars will end at 10 o'clock this morning. But we're across the world at civicmedia.us. You have Alexa in your home? Well, tell her to put on civicmedia.us. We'll continue on till noon, promise. Mobility Solutions, a southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. And Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards. And Racine's best sandwiches from over a half century. And Gabriel, the promoter online, that's GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Yeah, we're on the air till high noon Central and podcasting. The Music of the Star. We've been on the air since 92. Except for an 8-month delay last year. But we're back. Patty Page, The Singing Rage. Did some acting as well, but started out with the Jack Rail Orchestra, and they played at Elkhart Lake and in Kenosha at the Garnero Easttown Supper Club. Patty lived in Kenosha for a while. On 50th Street. Music of the Stars. Patty Page next up. This is Robert Mercy and the orchestra. Johnny Mathis next up with Don Costa and the orchestra. Music of the Stars.
In Wisconsin, a shiny blue sky. Time seems to fly.
Thank you.
a new room we'll build in a year or two. In Wisconsin, we will make all our dreams come true.
The music
of the sun. End my lonely holiday and bid the country a hasty farewell. So on this gray and melancholy day, I'll move to a Manhattan hotel. I'll dispose of my rose-colored chattels and prepare for my share of adventures and battles. Here on the 27th floor, looking down on the city I hate and does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel, they're making me feel I'm home. Autumn in New York, promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Lovers who bless the on benches in Central Park. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
Michelle LeGrand. The tune is Autumn Sadness. No, I know there's a summer sadness as well, but here's Michelle, one of my favorites. Thank you. music of the stars from WRJN and all across the Civic Media Radio Network, the Roy Anderson. Anderson and his golden years. He wrote this in 1962. His theme, The Golden Colors of Autumn. Enjoy, huh?
As sudden as instant, much quicker than blink, as quick as the quickest quick thought you can think, as swift as the sliding of whimsy within, the moment eternal. It doesn't begin, it just somehow happens. How long does it take? How long does a snap of millenniums make? Inside the short of it, and outside the long, autumn is singing its own kind of song. A song with a ringing, the rushing of blood, a wrestle with angels, and who thought of mud? How many leaves are there, uncounted on trees? And what if Almighty's just a big tease? Are seasons forever, like dependable dawn? Will the wobble and tilt of earth soon be gone? The game is called guessing. the game that we play. The names that we play with are made up some way. We count and we measure, old stones in a heap. Just how many are there? And which ones to keep? The music we're making, the clapping of hands, the language keeps changing. Hope he understands. Do you think it could be he just doesn't care? That we've been the fool? The king isn't there. An infinite prankster outside of cause, somewhere in some limbo, beyond any laws. Come on, be a good guy. Be you being you. Old autumn is here and looking brand new. Yeah, how do you do it? How does it feel? Being riotous, color, autumnal, unreal. Yeah, how do you do it? Too good to be true. Just how are you doing? And what's up with you?
Johnny Madden wrote that for the Serendipity Singers. The Music of the Stars. Here's Tony Bennett. Let's see if we can get through the hour without playing Autumn Leaves. Here's Tony.
Chill winds and blue skies are everywhere, and I'm sentimental, 'cause I still care, constantly dreaming of one love affair. When I hear the autumn waltz, golden October is when
is about to begin, and the barn is a palace when sweethearts walk in. No strings this season, I'm on my own. It's the loneliest feeling I've ever known. If you don't show up, I'll just walk home alone. When they play the autumn waltz,
Music of the Star, Tommy Dorsey. Music of the Stars will be on till high noon all over the Civic Media Radio Network from our WRJN Racine studios. But at 10 o'clock, there's a Packer pregame program with a game, and it's today. So you'll have to switch on to, well, let's see, 540 WAUK. Or the Civic Media Radio Network, civicmedia.us. Tommy Dorsey wrote that himself. Here's Frank. Jimmy Van Heusen.
One day you turn around and it's summer. Next day you turn around and it's fall. And the springs and the winters of a lifetime, whatever happened to them all? As a man who has always had the wandering ways, now I'm reaching back for yesterday till a long forgotten love and I find that I'm sighing softly as I near September, the warm September of my years. As a man who has never paused at wishing wells, now I'm watching children's carousels and their laughter's music to my ears. And I find that I'm smiling gently as I'm near September, the warm September of my years. The gold September of my years.
The Music of the Stars. Sammy Kahn wrote that.
Here we go, take five.
And we've got Gordon Jenkins arranging and conducting for Frank. And news at 8 o'clock Central. We'll be on there till high noon. On the Music of the Stars, Civic Media Radio Network.
Between infatuation and the love that has a chance to grow. How old am I? I'm not too old to hear the sweet ring of truth and understanding when the words I love you reach my ear. Don't mind these lines beneath my eyes, they're well-earned souvenirs of a thousand nights of laughter and occasional tears. And I hope you won't be a silver in my hair. It took many lovers' quarrel to put it there. Never traveled, life's a song I've never sung. If I make you happy today, I'm the perfect age. As for tomorrow, the page.
Gordon Jenkins, Frank Sinatra, the music of the stars. Good morning, Richard Burton. Richard, are you there? Oh, here we go.
The thistledown's flying, though the winds are all still. On the green grass now lying, now mounting the hill. The spring from the fountain now boils like a pot. Through stones past the counting, it bubbles red hot. The ground parched and cracked is like over...
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.